two or three weeks ago now, the Lord had laid a thought on my heart, and I mentioned it over here and talked about it just a little bit one Sunday. And I, when I went a couple of Sundays ago, when Sister Sheila and I wasn't able to come, I went and listened to Brother Mark's message on our website, and I saw Larry had posted on there about 5 minutes of that. So, and at first, I still didn't have it off my heart. I knew I was going to preach on it again sometime, and because I didn't get into everything I wanted to, but and it bothered me, and I thought, well, I can't do that now. It's done been put on there, but you can't let stuff like that bother you. I never did get to do or preach what he put on my heart, and I still feel like I need to try that. But some things happened to me. Can y'all hear me out there? All right. There you go. Some things happened this week. Me and Sheila, I guess through all the corona and being quarantined, you just try to do the best you can, you know, around the house. You try to stay busy, and I reckon I still ain't lost all that yet. I was doing some cleaning up and hauled off some scrap metal and junk, basically. And I took it down to Scottsville, down to Chrome's, and I reckon I just have a kind of personality. People just want to talk to me. They just tell me their life story, and that's been going on for years. But we pull up, and we go to get weighed in. We go out there to unload, and the man that was helping me unload the stuff, he was talking to me, and he kept saying one thing over and over. He said, I tried to live right, and I hadn't told him I was a preacher or saved or anything. He was just no talking. He'd say, I tried to live right. I tried to live right. You know how it is. You know, you're thinking, well, yeah, I bet you do. And then he turned it around on me, and he said, Mister, do you try to live right? And I stood there a minute, and I said, well, I don't live right. I said, I'm a preacher, and I try to pastor a church, but I still don't live like I should. I still don't live the life that I should live. And he just kind of looked at me. He didn't know how to react to that. And I said, I'm just a man. My life's full of failures. But I've got a merciful Savior, you know. I've heard it said once, and I thought, boy, that suits me. I'm not what I used to be, and I'm not what I want to be. Well, I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. And He's changed my life in so many ways, and I want to get to the point to where that when somebody asks me that question, do you live right? That I could just say, yeah, I try to live a good, righteous life. And I do try, but I fail so many times. I have all kinds of problems. I have anger issues. I bragged on that once. I said the Lord took that away from me, and I guess I didn't realize, you know, sometimes we'll say we don't have pride like we used to. And I don't have the pride I used to have, but I still got it. I still get mad from time to time. I still show myself from time to time. I still think things I shouldn't think. I still get frustrated. Sometimes I envy my neighbors. I'm just a man. Amen. That's all I am. Right. But I want to take this reading over here. It's very familiar reading, but it's hard reading. It's kind of hard to understand. In Romans chapter 7, what Paul said about it, and he was a much better man than I'll ever dream of being. But here's what he said about himself. He said the 14th verse of that 7th chapter, for we know that The law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then do that which would not, and consent to do the law, that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to the will is to present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find that the law, that when I would do good, even evil is even present with me. For I delight in the law of God after in the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into the captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, when with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And Paul just simply was saying, I want to do good. I plan to do good. My intentions is to do good, but I keep doing evil. And that was a man that we all look up to that wrote at least 14 books of this book. Somebody I admire very much and would be one of my heroes. But he said, oh, wretched man that I am. He saw himself for what he is. And her thought, and I mentioned it, and I talked about it just a little bit three or four weeks ago, I guess. It was the day that Jordan come back. Thanks be unto God. Amen. And made restorations with the church, and he's doing all he can to try to get his life straightened up. And I pray that we'll stay behind him, and he'll lean on God and not turn back. And I want him to pray for me that I'll do the same thing, because each one of us, I have this problem. You say, well, I don't have the problem Jordan does. Listen to me. We're all addicted to things we shouldn't be. Each one of us, you're addicted to things you shouldn't be. There's certain things, there's some things that don't bother you that bothers me. The devil, he does go fishing. He knows what to get us with. But over here he said, teaching us that denying ungodliness, this is in Titus in the 2nd chapter, the 12th verse, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And I want us to understand something. That come back to me so strong when that man said, do you live right? Mister, do you live right? And I want you to know I can easily deny it. The ungodliness that's in my life that day, I could easily said, yes, sir, I'm a man of God. I'm a preacher of the Word of God. I pastor a church, and I live a good, righteous life. But I want you to know, I can deny, that's not the kind of denying it's talking about here. I want you to understand, I could easily done that, but I want you to know, I would have been nothing but a lying hypocrite. And that bothers me. I don't want to not only not be what the man I want to be, but I also don't want to be a hypocrite in that. You might as well be honest and tell the truth. I want you to know we all have a problem, but denying here means to abstain from them, to reject or refuse. What are you rejecting? You're rejecting and denying ungodliness, the worldly lust of what? Of this old flesh. That's what Paul was talking about earlier. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And I think about that. I'll end things looking at it, brother, other than paying attention to the Word of God. All your children are sitting in the back seat right now scrolling and looking. Let me tell you something, people. They're going to find something on that internet that's going to mess them up. And you, we need to learn and be able to fix it to where they can't find these things and see these things. There's all kinds of things out there today in this present world to mess up our children. Listen to me. Our children today, we've got so many young men and young ladies in this church. And for a while now, it's been bothering me. Like, I was going to have to do this again. It's been some time since I've tried to talk to our young people about fleeing from the lust of the flesh. But I want you to know, I still follow my duty, whether it's in the COVID time, whether we're in the parking lot, whether I'm on the porch, wherever we at. And we need to warn our children to flee from these lustful flesh. They don't have to take some of us and made down through time. And they don't have to go after all the desires of the flesh. There's alcohol. There's pills. Whether they want to legalize it or not, marijuana's not good for you. I don't care what anybody says. It might help you with pain, but so does pain pills. And they've messed up a many people. I want you to understand there's lust of the flesh that happens between young boys and girls. I want you to understand, listen to me, children. We've got so many that's getting to that age now. I want you to know all your friends will tell you that that's all right. You just go on and do what you want to. I want you to know, keep yourselves. Keep yourselves. And it'll be something someday you'll be proud of. It'll be something someday that you'll be happy with. That you'll be someday, wouldn't it be great to be able to marry somebody? And the both of you be able to say, you're the only person I've ever been with. You're the only person I've ever loved. You're the only person I've ever had a desire for. You're mine. The Bible said the bedroom, the bed is undefiled in marriage. Listen to me. There's nothing wrong with it in the bedroom of a marriage couple. But listen to me, young people. And it goes on to say, adulterers and whoremongers, God will judge. And I want you to know, not only in that, I want you to know, you will judge your husband. You will judge your wife from that time on. It will always bother you that was there before you. And it ain't got to be that way.
That's right.
There's so many things that the whole lust of the flesh will get us into.
Yeah.
I think about the things in my life, all the things and the trouble the lust of my old flesh has took me down, the roads it's took me down. I want you to realize, and if I will be careful today, in this present world where we at today, listen to me, it'd be easy for all of us just to stay home on Sunday morning. It'd be easy for us just to give up. How things ain't going our way. Listen to me, our churches are dwindling down. Listen to me, our country is falling apart. It would be easy for us just to give in to the lust of the flesh and say, I'm quitting, but we can't.
Amen.
We've got to hang on. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep making an example for our children, for our neighbors. We've got to continue on preaching the Word of God. We've got to continue on supporting the Word of God, supporting the church. There's no place for us to quit. I want you to know Moses over there, it said over there that by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused. I want you to know he come to age. That he had to make decisions on his own. You're coming to the age. Listen to me. You young people, we've got several that's 13, 14, 15, 16 year old. Listen to me. You're coming to age where you're going to have to choose what you're going to do. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I want you to know it said he had to choose. There was a choice to be made. We still today, I still today, Jeff Watkins and a 57-year-old man still have to make choices of whether I want to serve God or whether I want to go for the sin of the lust of the flesh, and I have them. I'm no different than nobody else. You're coming to a time, which each and every one of us, not just our young people, but in this present world, we have all kinds of desires and everything out there today to draw us away. There's everything out there today to pull you away. There's everything the devil would tell you today. There's no need to continue trying. There's no need to let hanging on and going on. And let me tell you something, there is a need. Wasn't that what David said one time? Is there not a cause? Amen. Listen to me, there is a cause. There's a reason for us to hang on. Yes, we're going to mess up. The Apostle Paul messed up. The only ones ever lived a perfect life was Jesus Christ. And when he's our ultimate hero, that he was able to do it. He was in the flesh. But listen to me, we're going to have these opportunities and these chances to make choices in this present world. Whether we deny ungodliness, or whether we push it away, or whether we just take it into our lives. We find over there with Paul them, when he told them and warned them that they need to stay in their place. Not to go on the journey in the ship. It was the wrong time of year. And God had let him know there's going to be harm come to him. I want you to know they went on anyway. And it got to the point that they just dropped their sails and let the wind drive them. That's what sin does. Once you start it, once you get in it, it will just take you away. You'll get to the point you won't even resist it anymore. You'll just give in to it. Listen to me. You have a choice today. You can hang on to God. The Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. That old devil wants to get your influence. And if we ain't careful, we'll let him. Each and every one of us. The Bible says over here in the 6th chapter of Romans where it talks about where we're baptized into his death. And it talks about there how baptism to me is just an outward showing of an inward grace. It's showing that we've died to sin and when we're buried and it's all been just took away and we're dead to it from then on. But he goes on and tells them down there, he said, likewise you reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Listen to me. We're not to obey the lust of the flesh. We're not to give in to everything comes wrong. I want you to know, no, you're not going to live perfect. No, I'm not going to live perfect. I fail. I fail all the time. I'm reminded by people and God mostly every day in my failures. When you try to live a life for God, everybody and his uncle is going to come around and try to tear you down to stop you. The devil will find every reason to get you to quit. But you've got to find the reasons to keep going. You've got to choose to suffer with God's people
rather than joy sin for a season. We've got to be like Moses. We've got to continue on. We got to keep pressing forward. Moses led God's children 40 years. He led them through the cold and through the night. Listen to me. We have no place to stop. Listen to me, young people. Please pay attention for a little while today. For a little while. I want you to know y'all are all starting a date. I found out this here lately that little Natalie got a boyfriend. I got found out this week that her boyfriend, they said her boyfriend got saved. I said, oh, her boyfriend's been saved for some time. I want you to know she's my little sweetheart. I love that girl. And I love the rest of them. I love Leah. I love Alyssa. I love them all. I love these little boys. I'm Weston and Ben and Sam. I love all of them. But no, I love these children. I want them to have the best. And the best is Jesus Christ. The best is a godly life in Jesus Christ. The best is being in the church. The best will be keeping ourselves pure and clean until the day they're married. The best will be for them to stay away from drugs and stay away from alcohol. The best will be for them to not be in town running around on Sunday morning or somewhere else, but in the house of God. I want them to have the very best. I want it, and I know you parents do. Don't give in to it. Don't give in to the peer pressure. Don't give in to it when they say, take a drink, it won't hurt you. Don't give in to it to take a draw, it won't hurt you. Don't give in to it, I will do this and it'll be all right. Nobody will ever know. You'll know. And most importantly, God will know. And you'll be reminded the rest of your days. I'll pray for us. Just a little while. Had a thought come to me. I can't remember exactly where it's at. We're to present our bodies a sacrifice unto God. And that's just a reasonable service. Listen to me. There's everything out there to draw you away. And to take you away. And there's everything out yonder that you're going to be tempted with. But you can hang on. I can hang on. Don't give in to it. I wish that I could told that man a different answer of the day. I wish he didn't have to look at me like he did. But I'm still not perfect. But I'm going to be. And I know y'all are not perfect. And I know his children are not going to be perfect. But I know this. I know one that is. And I know he'll help us do it. If I can get this Bible to stay in place a minute, I might try to finish here. In 2 Corinthians in chapter 7. And this goes all through the Bible where it's telling us to do these things. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. And a spirit perfected holiness in the fear of God. If we'll try to clean ourselves up, our flesh up, the Spirit of God will help us. I believe it's his desire for us to walk and live a good, righteous life. But we've got to want it too. So, have you had any trouble here lately in this present world?
denying ungodliness, pushing it away, saying you're not going to have no part of it. I have. Somebody told me a while ago, no more, Brother Jeff, don't you lose no more weight. You don't need to lose no more weight. I've told y'all this before. I can do without eating taters. I can do it. I don't have to eat bread. I can get by without it. I don't have to eat chocolate pie and all these things that I love. I do. I can get by without them. I can deny, push them things aside and tell some sweet old lady that made it for me, no, ma'am, I can't eat that. Then why? Why can't I just push aside the things of the lust of the flesh to do with things that I don't need?
Amen.
That's doing more harm to me than a chocolate pie will ever do. It keeps me from being close to God. I can watch. I promise you, I ain't watched the news now in 2 or 3 weeks. I had to just find out from people what was going on. Listen to me, I ain't watched the NFL. I've watched the NFL football since I was a little boy. Watched the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was a big fan. I want you to know, I watched it all my life, but 3 years ago when they defiled the American flag and all the men and women that died and fought for it, I ain't watched 1 second since. I can turn it off. I can do it, but there's some things I can't. It just seems like there's thoughts I have that just roam. I get upset and I think about things I shouldn't. And I think, Lord, please take this away from me. I know what it's like to be hooked on things. No, I've never been hooked on drugs. No, maybe I've never been the biggest alcoholic. But listen to me, I know what it's like to have desires and lust of the flesh. I'm no different than you. You say, well, you ought to be. Yes, I should be. I should live a life that would be an example to everybody, and I try. But I still, what you don't see that goes on in my mind bothers me, and it bothers my relationship with God. And I want you to know it bothers your children. So don't let them have things that's going to cause that. If you're going to give them the internet and give them these tablets and things, you better monitor it.
Amen.
You better make sure what they're looking at. Because there's stuff they can find on there we can destroy them. We're living in a time today when our government says, let your children choose what gender they are. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're telling them when they're 5 or 6 years old, if they are a girl and they want to be a boy, then that's okay. In this present world, there's more things to mess them up than we ever thought of. And we're supplying the tools to help them. Let's not let them have our children. Let's not let this world have our children. And children, listen to me. Don't you let this so-and-so or so-and-so say, just because they say they love you, don't mean they do.
Amen.
It's easy to say the words. It's easy to do the acts. Anybody can. But then you have to live with them the rest of your life. Suffer instead to go through the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy sin for a season. I pray somebody got something out of this. Y'all pray for me. The next time somebody says, Mister, do you live good?
Do you live right? That I might be able to honestly say, I'm living a good, righteous life. Because I want to. I have a desire to. That's my message. Thank you for listening to me. I love each and every one of you. Listen to me, you children, and I'll shut up. You may say, Brother Jeff, it's none of your business. We'll raise our kids, and you're right. They're yours. You raise them. But you're never going to stop me from loving them. When these kids, they come up to me and they hug me and they look up at me and they tell me they love me, I believe them. Because out of the mouth of babes, they're telling me the truth. Amen. You know something, I love them too. And I always will. And nothing will ever change that. And I want the best for them. And the best for them is to get saved, join church, and live a godly life. Amen. Refrain from all the lusts this whole world has to offer and everything the devil has to offer. So I'm going to keep telling them, and I'm going to keep loving them. And if y'all don't like that, you can get you another preacher. Because I can't help it. I love them that much. I'm done. Don't get a song.